From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. So how often have you gone online to find something, hoping that you could buy it locally, but you can't find it, so you end up purchasing that item from a national retailer instead? I know this has happened to me many times, and it happened to our next guest often enough that they decided to do something about it. Carrie Fortin and Kara Oppenheimer came up with the idea of Goodbuy. It's a free online shopping tool that helps you buy local. And Carrie and Kara are joining us today to talk more. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Hi, Gemma.
Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. We should let people know that you both live in Boise. You were good friends. And during the pandemic, now, Kara, correct me if I'm wrong, but you kind of had this aha moment when you bought a water bottle online.
Yeah, exactly. So I was shopping like we all do on Amazon and had purchased two water bottles for my children. It was easy and efficient, but also riddled me with guilt as I was trying to be a more conscious shopper. And I'm actually the child of small business owners. And so really within that week, I went to visit my family and noticed that their point of purchase display was full of the same water bottles. It just really just hit me at that moment that there are thousands of small businesses out there, local mom and pops, some larger retailers who have the products that we want and need. We just can't see them at the moment we need them.
Mm. Well, right. And then I think that, Kara, you add the pandemic on top of that, right? I mean, we know that owning small businesses, right, they're difficult to begin with. But then with the pandemic, we saw so many struggle and so many close. So how did that kind of impact this moment you had of like, okay, how do we get this money to local retailers, but still do it conveniently?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, part of my entire being as a child of small business owners was to try and support small always. It was a feeling that I had inside of me and I did it intentionally, but it wasn't as universal, I think, until the pandemic hit. And I think we all had this experience of suddenly you're buying a sandwich from a local shop here and you realize you're actually contributing to saving their business. It in short sort of felt kind of heroic. I know that that injection in people's, you know, while they're spending money with small businesses locally that they want to support, it feels really good. And so that really catapulted that feeling of supporting small sort of into like a universal nature. So when we sort of presented this business, it was really timely to think, how do we provide the scale that Amazon has, the scale that every mega retailer has with millions of products, but from small businesses that align with your values at the moment you need them really easily, because ease was the issue. We all want to shop consciously, right? Carrie and I are both moms of two little kids. And we're trying to shop consciously, but it took so much time and energy. And so really for us, building Goodbuy was about creating the opportunity to intercept that moment and make create efficiency there.
So Carrie, tell us how Goodbuy actually works.
Yeah, so Goodbuy is actually a couple of different shopping tools. So it's an app on your iPhone or on your computer. We also have a website and you can go on and really once you've installed the app, you can go to any mega retailer site. You can be on Walmart or H&M or Pottery Barn and you can type in the thing you're looking for and a little button will pop up at the bottom and say, here are some small business alternatives. If you're searching for so if you're searching for a product that is sort of commonly carried places, you'll find the exact same one at the exact same price. So you're looking for a water bottle like Kara was, maybe you'd find it at Idaho Mountain Touring instead. Or if you are searching for, you know, a piece of fashion, you might find it from a really cool up and coming brand in Seattle. And we really give that opportunity so the user doesn't every single time have to research, how do I find this from a small business? Instead, they go about their lives, they shop the way they always have, and we pop up to make it easy to show you those alternatives.
Okay, I love this so much, Carrie, that it, I mean, honestly, I'm like, I need to install this, and I'm not giving you a commercial here. I mean, honestly, I do so much online shopping and you're always looking for the best deal, right? I think that's also sometimes what makes it attractive, right? And so you're not only giving us a you know, small business option, but it's the same price. So it's not like, oh, here it is, but you're going to pay $50 more.
Exactly. Our search engine was built price matching with Walmart. So when we went to build Goodbye, it was important to us to appeal to a variety of audiences. So when we serve up our search engine results inside of our app, inside of our shop page, you will see essentially a price banded group of information. So you can find an item at the exact price you're looking for. You likely will find something less. And if you want to toggle to look in a different price range, you can do that as well. So it's really up to the user, but we do match those results to the results that you're seeing on your screen on the mega retailer.
And then I think really importantly, we have 16 owner identities and business values. So we also let you toggle on. So if you are looking for something that is sustainable or American made or women owned, you can additionally search for that. So again, you know, if you're searching for that water bottle and you hit family owned, Idaho Mom Touring might pop right up for you.
Wow. And we should note, this went online on November of 2021. So you've been up and running for 11 months. And you have, Goodbye has redirected more than $1 million away from these mega retailers, but that money has gone directly to small businesses, correct?
Correct. Yeah. It's something we are incredibly, incredibly proud of. The small business owners that we are in communication with every single day, you know, we're learning about their pain points, we're understanding their joys. And I think every single time that we make it really easy for a consumer to shop in alignment with their values, feel so good about it, and then also know that that impact happens. You know, I mean, here at our office, we've got an entire wall of like notes that we get from small business owners when we purchase things from them that are handwritten and have our names on them. And it's just, it changes the feeling from getting sort of a nameless box with a random piece of paper at your door to get something that's beautifully wrapped, made by a human, and has this card there saying, thank you for supporting my business.
I think in addition, just to add to what Carrie is saying, you know, we know that our small business owners have a really hard time competing with mega retailers, right? You're a furniture store, a small local furniture store with an online presence. It is impossible to show up in the results of anyone looking for a coffee table. I mean, you're competing with Crate and Barrel, with Pottery Barn. And so we like to think of our tool for small businesses as an override. You know, it's the ability to anyone who is saying that shopping in alignment with their values, it matters to them, has this app. And so they'll see you instead. They're literally seeing you on top of those Crate and Barrel results. So it's a really wonderful tool in building community as well with our small businesses and trying to gain them that visibility that they've deserved for so long. And it's just been a certain way like this with mega retailers, you know, in the forefront for so long.
Yeah, and no disrespect to mega retailers. I mean, they're there for a reason, right? But I think that if you can buy local, it does make such a difference. And as both of you mentioned, I think the pandemic really put that into clarity for so many of us. Because all of a sudden, I mean, as I think, Carrie, you said it, that, you know, I mean, we specifically made purchases during the pandemic to specific businesses and knowing that it was like, well, we don't want them to close. And I don't think... I know for myself, I never had that type of clarity around what purchasing locally really meant.
I think in addition, it's important to note too that scale is what matters here. You know, when Carrie and I as moms are looking to shop in alignment with our values, first and foremost, we have a product need. I need rain boots for my kid, right?
Right.
And so I think it's really important. We built this database. It houses 185,000 small businesses from across the US, currently over 72 million products and growing. And, you know, I think it's an important thing to just mention that we've got product needs, and the moment we need them, we need to fulfill them. And it's impossible, you know, to do that without scale. In visiting a smaller curated marketplace, you're not always finding the thing that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank both of you for coming on the program. We are out of time, but we have been talking with the founders of Boise-based Goodbye, Kara Oppenheimer and Carrie Fortin, and you can just find it in your app store and download it. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having us, Gemma.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to this episode of Idaho Matters. If you're a fan of the podcast, and I hope you are, please rate and review us wherever you're listening right now. This actually helps other people discover the show. And if you've got specific feedback for us, you can always send us an email anytime, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. We really do love hearing from you.